Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In life, we often face situations where our resources and abilities fall short, and we are left feeling uncertain about the future. However, as Christians, we have the assurance that we can trust in God's provision for all our needs. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus taught his disciples not to worry about their needs, but instead, trust in God's provision. Today we can also enjoy God's provision even in crucial times of need when we feel hopeless. May this message inspire and encourage you to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, no matter what circumstances you may be facing. Today's topic is, trust in God's provision. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 33.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 33. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or, what shall we drink, or, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Have you ever been in a desperate point of need where it seems like there is no way out? Maybe you were facing a financial crisis, and you need provision for urgent or crucial need. In times like these, it can be difficult and hopeless. But one thing we can always rely on is God's provision. He promises to provide for all our needs, and we can trust him to do so. The story of George Mueller is one that illustrates trusting God's provision at a crucial time of need. George Mueller was a Christian evangelist and the director of Ashley Down Orphanage in Bristol, England, during the 19th century. He believed that God had called him to care for the orphaned children of Bristol, and he set out to do so without any financial resources or government aid. Instead, he relied solely on prayer and faith in God's provision. On one occasion, Mueller and his orphanage staff had nothing to feed the children for breakfast. Rather than worry or panic, Mueller gathered the children together and prayed for God's provision. Shortly after their prayer, a baker knocked on the door and offered to give them fresh bread for the children. But that was not all. Within minutes, a milkman arrived with enough milk to feed all the children. Mueller and his staff were amazed and grateful for God's provision. This story is just one example of the many times that God provided for Mueller and his orphanages. Through prayer and faith, Mueller was able to provide for the physical and spiritual needs of thousands of orphans, and he inspired many others to trust in God's provision as well. The Bible also teaches us about God's provision and faithfulness. In the book of Psalms 37-25, we read, I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. This verse reminds us that God will always provide for those who trust in him, and that we need not worry about our basic needs. From our Bible text today, Jesus also taught his disciples about God's provision. In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 27, Jesus said, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? In Matthew chapter 6 verses 33 to 34, Jesus goes on to say that we should not worry about tomorrow, but instead, trust in God's provision for each day. He says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." These verses remind us that God is our provider, and that we should trust in Him to provide for our needs. We do not need to worry or be anxious about our future, because God has promised to take care of us. All we need to do is seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and trust that He will provide for us in His perfect timing. When we trust in God's provision, we can experience peace and joy in the midst of difficult circumstances. We can be confident that God is in control, and that He will provide for us in ways that we can never imagine. This does not mean that we will never face trials or difficulties, but it means that we can trust in God's goodness and faithfulness through them all. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7, the Apostle Paul writes about the peace that comes from trusting in God's provision. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Paul encourages us to bring our needs and concerns to God in prayer, and to trust that He will provide for us. When we do this, we can experience a peace that goes beyond our understanding, and that guards our hearts and minds from worry and anxiety. Trusting in God's provision also means trusting in His wisdom and sovereignty. We may not always understand why we are going through a particular trial or difficulty, but we can trust that God is using it for our good and His glory. Romans chapter 8 verse 38 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This verse assures us that God is always working for our good, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. When we trust in His provision, we can rest in His sovereignty and know that He is in control. So how can we cultivate a heart of trust in God's provision? Here are three practical steps we can take. 1. Seek God's kingdom first. As Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, we should seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. This means making God's priorities our own, and trusting that He will provide for our needs as we do so. 2. Pray and give thanks. When we bring our needs and concerns to God in prayer, we can experience His peace and presence. And when we give thanks for His provision, we cultivate a heart of gratitude and trust. 3. Remember God's faithfulness. Take time to reflect on the ways that God has provided for you in the past. This can help build your faith and trust in Him for the future. Trusting in God's provision is not always easy, especially when we are facing difficult circumstances. But when we choose to trust in Him, we can experience His peace and presence in the midst of our struggles. Let us take comfort in the words of Psalm chapter 23 verses 1 to 3, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside quiet waters, He refreshes my soul." May we trust in God's provision and find rest in Him today and always. As you go today, ask yourself, am I currently trusting in God's provision, or am I relying on my own strength and resources? How can I cultivate a heart of trust in God's provision in my daily life? Take some time to bring your needs and concerns to God in prayer, and to give thanks for His provision in your life. Remember His faithfulness in the past, and trust in His goodness and sovereignty for the future. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You this message and for Your goodness and faithfulness in providing for our needs. Today, help us to trust in Your provision, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Give us the strength and courage to seek first Your kingdom and to bring our needs and concerns to You in prayer. Remind us of Your faithfulness in the past, and help us to cultivate a heart of gratitude and trust in You for the future. May we find rest and peace in Your presence, knowing that You are always working for our good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 22, chapter 23 and chapter 24. And for the evening, Luke chapter 16 verses 1 to 18. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.